Anand, hello. Everybody was sitting here waiting for me. Thank you so much. I hear Guru Ravi. I was actually reading your email, dear.
Oh, okay. Great. Wonderful.
Who else is here?
Suzanne
Hargobin. Guru Atma.
Yes.
Cool. Hi. Who's here?
Kehar.
Hi.
Hi.
And who else?
Sadhana Kaur.
Who else?
Harimander.
Harimander and
Onkar.
Onkar. Oh, our Baba Sudhi Town buddies. And who else? Is there anybody else who didn't know? Who?
Sadhnakar.
Sadhnakar. Welcome.
Yes.
And who else? Okay. Looks like we're all here, doesn't it? God bless you all. Apologies for being late here. Okay, so let us get started. I hope you're all having a wonderful time wherever you are. And so please sit straight. One deep breath. And this time, just allow yourself to get a picture of Baba Sudhi Chand before we tune in. Okay, bring the palms together at the center of the chest. Eyes at the third eye point, relaxing into the third eye point. Relaxing into the third eye point. And inhale to tune in. Om Namo Buddhaya. Do your long deep breath. Inhaling thought, exhaling nam, the identity of truth. And begin heart breath, please. That is long, deep breathing. And on the exhale, feel as though the exhale, the breath, is coming right out of your heart center. beautiful, clear, strong heart breath. Begin to open further and begin to unite using heart breath with every other person on this call, whether they're on this call now or will be listening to the recording in the future. And if you're listening to the recording in the future, please join us. Feel that union of energy. This is the base of this age coming up. Feel the light patterns between us, among us. And let creation rest in those connections of light. Let it join in. Like a huge net of light. Good. And now continue this beautiful breath. It's actually healing energy, and let it extend out to all of those in the world who are feeling sad, lonely, having difficulties, feeling separated. And also to Lucinda, as you know, who is one of our members, but she is incarcerated unjustly. Allow that heart breath to free up any anxieties, allow the connections to occur, the free flow. We suffer from not being connected and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Good, so good to have you. Continue to feel that connection. And don't ever let that connection go, that connection among us and among all of the beautiful light aspects, light connections, flowing light. That's what life is all about. That is life. Okay, so... let's see, Baba Siddhichandra, are you here? He's a little... I'm always surprised when he's going slow. Okay, let me just listen a minute. He's still going... it's like he's going monumentally slow. He says, continue your heart breath. He says you have to understand that your heart center. He's using a term out of Harry Potter. He says your heart is wicked health. Of course, he doesn't mean nasty or evil or anything like that. He means extraordinary. He means is your extraordinary health. He said, without your blessed heart, without your opening to the oneness, he says you are caught lost, you are caught defenseless, you are awash in an abyss. He says, why would you ever want to do that? He says, I know, it's cultural, it is something that you've learned over centuries, over lifetimes. He says, but don't worry. He says, there is nothing wrong with you. In other words, he says, yes, of course, people have built up sediment of blockages over the centuries. He says, that does not mean that there's anything wrong with you. He wants you to know that fully and wholeheartedly. He said, in fact, he said, you are the glorious beings. It is only you who have not forgiven yourselves. He says, you feel that the God within is not present. The God within maybe has deserted you. The God within has left you with confusion, resentment, hurt, loss, contradictions, confusions. He says, well, let's rethink this. He says that in fact, you are just leaving your own self behind. He says there are reasons for you as your soul to have put these things in your path over time. Of course. Of course. He says your soul is not going to be happy until it has a total full gamut of a human experience. He says you simply have to realize that you are the extension of your soul playing out the dramas that you have put before you. That's all. He says, don't take it so personally. Don't allow yourself to be the victim. He says, in fact, nobody hates you. Everybody loves you. He says, even if you have predators stalking on your trail, even if you have the Nazi concentration camp after you, he says, you are not to play victim. He says, because somebody looked at you sideways, heck, there's no reason to play victim. You are not to play victim to anybody or anything. He says, you are the magnificence of a God. You are the full totality of a God. He says, I don't care if you're being tortured, if you're being burned at the stake. I don't care if somebody is shortchanging you at the store. I don't care if somebody knocked your turban off. He says, you are not the victim. He says, in fact, the perpetrator is playing out their own victimhood. Do you understand? Anyone who tries to take on the cloak of victimizing another person is themselves a victim. They play that role. In fact, every victim, every person who sees himself as a victim, needs people to victimize them in their imagination. Do you understand that? He says you reframe things to fulfill your own compulsion of being victimized. He says you must look very closely into that sordid behavior. If you ever complain that you are being victimized, he says, stop. You are playing the role of a victim. You must not, you will not, you cannot play that. If you, in any sense, want to even appear to coming from your soul. When you play the victim, you continue to keep that cloak of not knowing over you. You continue to draw to yourself and actually reframe very kind and open-hearted people to be your victimizer. Do you understand? It's a very heavy, prickly situation. He says, if you want to keep playing it, at least know that you are playing it. At least know what you are doing. He says, being a victim is the biggest death of the human spirit there could be. He says, because you kill your own access to your own light, to your own spirit, to your own being, and to your own flow. Doesn't matter what kind of dire situation you are in. You are never a victim. In truth, you are never a victim. How can God be a victim? No way. He says the trick is to move over to your ever-present, ever-creating soul. Move to that consciousness. He's asking you to move into that consciousness at this very moment. Move into the consciousness of you as you. He says, in this case, you may not control others either. You may not control. You, as a spiritual being, as one on the spiritual quest, you are one who is moving into the total... The total recognition, the total, he's calling it something like a beinghood. In other words, you are moving into the total reality, the expression, the being of who you are, which is the total God. Expressing itself through your very divine soul. That is who you are. That is who you are. You are a healer. You are a kindness. You are a light bearer. You are one who is to experience the charity kala, the uprising spirit of every moment. You are the one to laugh and dance and give your soul that incredible experience of being here on earth. He says, it is good to relax into that. How can God be the victim? You are the God. Now he's asking you to move over. Move over, feeling the soul, your divine soul, the God essence of who you are. Long deep breath, please. Become, accept, be from that awareness of who that very real self of you is. That is your soul, that is the God, totally radiant, totally serving, totally open, totally enjoying this life, no matter what drama is happening around it. Be the soul. Be the God at this very moment, the God of who you are. Breathe. Flow. Let it flow from every bit of your being. Let this precious energy of the God flow from every ounce of your being. Feel the kindness. Feel the explosion of joy. Feel the explosion of joy. Let it flow. Feel the laughter, the love, the preciousness, and the wisdom and the knowledge. Fullness. It is a power that does not destroy. It is the full power of life. It incorporates all the cycles of life. Birth, life, death, and rebirth. It incorporates them all in a pure flowing pattern. It has a kindness and a preciousness and a care for every bit of that cycle. Keep up. And now through your eyes, looking out through your, let your soul, let you as your soul look out through your worldly eyes. This is the truth of who you are. This is the truth of who you are. Good. Keep it up. Here's your breath. Now, as your soul, let any kind of mental or emotional feelings of being a victim of anything, let it come up and dissolve, because you are seeing through the mask now. It is though you are seeing, you are feeling, you are knowing the truth and allowing the victimization, the short-sightedness to dissolve as non-truth. Let it all dissolve in the perfect, true experience of the energy, of the prana, of the radiance of you as your, as the soul that you are. Let it all dissolve. Continue. Let any feelings of being a victim of time, in other words, being stressed out, being a victim of circumstances, let it all cast that light of soul through it, that prana, that life, move it through that darkness, and let that darkness be relieved. Let it laugh. Let it come into joy. As your soul, you can see how funny it was that you actually believed that. As you do that, you can forgive and let go of the circumstances that held you glued fast to that smaller and darker way of seeing, of knowing, of experiencing. How could God ever be victimized? Never. And you are soul, you are God. Be that and see, feel, know, breathe is that beautiful totality that expresses itself as your essence, your soul, totally alert, aware, loving, and flowing. And anyone who has any dark intentions towards you, let them come up and look at them from your soul's eyes. Let your soul look at them and their actions. Look at their energy. Feel their pain. Allow the soul of you to move through their pain. Note what happens. Note what happens when you do that. Use your heart breath to extend. Find the blessing. Find the blessing. And now please allow this experience of you, you as soul. This is your primary identity, understanding that you as soul experience time and space through your body, mind, emotions. What a gift! What fun! Allow this full knowledge, this full awareness of this beautiful and perfect being of God as your soul. Let every cell of you be consciously ignited in that experience. Every cell of you being consciously ignited in that experience. And now, by the same token, by the way, keeping up this pure light in every cell of your being while you continue that, continue to allow this light to be fully present in every particle of your psyche. Every particle of your psyche. Opening, opening. Feel the aliveness. Feel the preciousness. Nothing can stop it. It is pure being. It is who you are. It is your absolute center that is all and that is the universe. It is totally present as you, your soul, your being of God, having fun in this time and space of your body and psyche, and affecting all, whether you see them or you don't see them, affecting all of this dimension of creation and beyond. Keep up the breath. This holy breath that moves this gorgeous prana. Inhaling sat and exhaling nam. This is your true identity, knowing yourself as this God, as soul, as you, experiencing itself in this time and space with your body and mind. Feel it, be aware of it. And love yourself. Allow that love of yourself, for yourself, by yourself to flow and feel the rapture of it. Now continue this in your being. Know who you are. Continue this in your being. Allow it to continue to flow. And inhale. And exhale.
breathe.
Good. And now, of course, Lobo Tsuji Chun always asks, he's saying, all you lovely beings, all you lovely beings, you know who you are. He's like going around and kissing everybody, everybody in the circle. Whether you're on the recording or whether you're here live. And so now he would like you to please share. And who can share their experience or their comments? Anyone?
Satnam, it's Omkar.
Hi, dear.
Hi. I'll just share that, it's very empowering to hear that, and very healing.
Oh, good. I am so glad.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bless you, dear. And who else? He wants you, if you would, to express what the experience of not being a victim of anyone, anybody, anything has on your life.
Okay. What would you like?
I can't, somebody's talking, I think, but I can't hear them well. Hello? Who can share? Maybe nobody had any experience.
Well,
there's a Putty Munder.
Satnam? Yeah. Oh, Putty Munder.
Yes, okay, Hari Munder first, and then who is the other one who's talking?
This is Hari Shabed. Remember me?
Oh, hi, Hari.
This is my teacher in my check-in group. How are you, Hari Munder?
Hey.
Oh, wonderful. I know this is the first time I've been live on the call, actually. So anyway,
oh, fabulous.
You go first. I know, Satnam. Hello, everybody.
Satnam. Okay, Hari Munder.
I just found it so empowering, and like so many of the talks, I want to get it down on paper so I can refer to it in my classes and things, and I had a question to everyone. Is anyone transcribing this, or can we share the transcribing so we can take it with us to share? Or anybody is, you know, email Dirigyan and we can work together to get this out. To me, this whole talk this morning was for Lucinda. And
oh, how precious.
And I want to put it in paper so I can send it to her.
How delightful.
Because we become the healer with this information, and she's in a position with all the women around her who are in for violent crimes and those kinds of things, to become the healer for them, to understand their pain and rather than their anger, their fear rather than their anger, and transmute it.
Yes, her soul is really pushing her to the next level, isn't it? Oh, my God. Okay, so Bada Siddhi Chand is saying that we, if you can pick out a portion that feels exactly right for her, then it would be easy, it would not be so hard for you to do like a paragraph, okay?
Okay.
And if anybody wants to add to that, that would be good. You know what? I finally, with Hatmakaram's help, I'm sorry I made this mistake on the link to our forum for this Baba Siddhi Chand forum for our groups. so that you all can communicate with one another. But now I think it's fixed. Now I think it's fixed. So that, Honey Munder, if you wanted to put that out on the forum, then if anybody else wanted to add to it, they could.
Okay.
I have tried to use something, you know, those voice transcribing things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, half of it's wrong. So so I have not been successful with those, so I can't offer that. And actually, having it transcribed is expensive. So I wish I knew how to solve that, but maybe you could.
No, I think
you could figure that out.
Do it as a group.
Okay. Okay, so if you organize it on that forum, that would be fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, dear. Okay, how do you shut it?
Hi there.
Hi, dear.
Thank you so much for this today. I agree. It's a real blessing to kind of acknowledge that, you know, it's okay. We're all part of one greater kind of infinity. And not to take things personally and not to make yourself feel like a victim. Because recently, it's interesting that this came up today because I feel like there have been some things going on, actually since I did the Kundalini teacher training class in Española. A lot of old friends have kind of dropped out of the radar for me, and it's been, I think it's a good thing. It's been kind of growing, but it's also been, it's been hard. It's been, it kind of hurts my heart a little bit. And I start to feel like, maybe, what am I doing wrong? Am I a victim? Am I, you know, inflicting pain on other people? Or what's going on? I think I've been delving far too much into all of these kind of self-indulgent emotions. And just to kind of look at it as, it's okay, this happens. And, you know, nobody's a victim. Nobody's, it's just, it's all good. So it was really liberating. Everyone says empowering, but I think it just really freed me up to kind of carry on in my path.
Wonderful. Waheguru.
Yeah.
That was very good. As a matter of fact, as your vibration changes, your friends change to those who match her vibration more, or to match those that you can affect or can affect you to affect change you in yourself, to be open to that gorgeous vibration of you.
Yeah, and
you understand?
I feel like today's talk really kind of gave me permission to do that without kind of judging or putting labels or taking things personally. So it's really, meant a lot to me. So thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Now, who else can share?
This is Hari Das.
Yes, Hari Das. Satnam.
Satnam. For me, this talk today empowers me to notice when I'm falling into feelings of being a victim.
Hold on just a minute, Hari Das. In the background, it sounds as though somebody's knocking around pots or something. So if you want to do that, please press star 6 so that the rest of us can't hear it. Okay, go ahead, Hari Das.
The talk has given me a chance to take a deep breath when I start feeling those emotions of being a victim, of perceiving myself that way, to elevate the experience and just see it as a lesson rather than seeing it as a lesson in hindsight. You know, allow that experience to be a learning one as it's happening and not vibrate, not send out the that energy of being a victim at all.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And you know what happens when you do that? Those victim situations cease to be. Generally, they cease to be. It's quite amazing. Because, as you know, as you have heard, you are actually very powerful creators. And we create whatever vibration is coming from us. And there you go. when you change the vibration, your surroundings change. Or even if the things keep up, you don't hook into them in the same way. But understand that sometimes you are also called to be the healer and the teacher in this situation. Just like Hari Mandir was talking about Lucinda. Okay?
Yeah.
So wonderful. Good work, girl.
Say again?
Yes.
Who's this? This is Kahar. I have a question.
Oh, yes. Good.
What if you feel sometimes like you're a victim of your own soul?
You got it backwards.
Yeah, I know.
Would you like to explain it a little bit more?
Sure. I kept going in and out when we were doing the call of feeling in that place or not, and I still have so much anxiety, like my everyday self has so much anxiety about completely switching over, even though it's like I can Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it's like I can feel it, but and I'm in it and I'm in it, not in it at the same time. It's very strange, and I know it's just kind of a
uh-oh. Okay, go ahead, Kahar.
So as I was saying, so it's feeling like being a victim of wherever soul takes me, and kind of confusion of that, I think, of letting go. So in that way, I think I'm identifying everything as being a victim in that, all those minor things, but I don't know. I don't know if anyone else feels the same way at any time.
Oh, yes. I think that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Okay. So what soul does is it pushes you into situations that may be difficult, that may bring up those feelings. And you know why? It's because soul wants you to face those things and to come to, how can I, I'm listening now, come to its succor, come to its kindness and its love, and find solace in soul, on the one hand. And on the other hand, it would like you to neutralize those old patterns. Do you understand? Neutralize those old patterns. You have been doing such a wonderful job of using laughter to break those. It's really a tying energy, you know, that kind of ropes you up and ties you down. Also, use mantra. Okay. You see, what's happening is that those old patterns are actually, you can call it magnetism, energy, patterns, frequencies that play through us continually over and over again. It's been set up, you know, it's a setup from, you know, past. And all of these things, such as laughter, such as non-attachment to those things, in other words, oh God, here it is again, well, I'm not getting involved this time. And mantras, kriyas, banis, going to find healers, all of those things will help you neutralize, will help you neutralize the energy of those programs that take you over. To me, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the store and you buy a dress and it has that thing on it, that if you walk out of the store, it'll set off the alarm, but the clerk neutralizes that magnetism or that program or whatever it is. Okay, so I regard all of our practices to be like that machine that neutralizes that heavy tag on your dress. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I understand.
Okay, so you are not a victim. You are never a victim. When something comes up and you feel like you're being pushed and squished, you go, you start by saying, I'm not a victim. Let me find the truth in this. And you go to soul. And you rest in soul. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, but it seems as though I haven't explained it entirely for you.
No, it's fine. Maybe I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, God bless you. I think that lady's going to come back in a minute. So we need to go on. Okay. So God bless you all. Thank you all for sharing. That was just so fine. Thank you so much. Okay, so sit straight. Oh, and please do join us on the forum. Okay? Please do. And you can find that link on our page at soulanswer.com/talk.html. You can find the link to our forum. Okay, and inhale. Oh,
May.
Sorry.
Inhale.
May the kind sunshine of you all around you and all you lie within you guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on. Inhale. Feel the blessing of who you are and the very power of who you are. God bless you all. Meet you on the forum. Talk to you next week. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.